questions here from Vrishabhanu Das in Sridhar Mayapur, and he's asking about clarification of giving 50% of earnings to ISKCON. He says, is the 50% donation before or after taxable earnings? Very often the tax man can end up taking almost 40% of one earnings, which means that 50% before tax donation will not leave a family with much to survive on. Here, before we start counting the different variations on what 50% means, probably the real spirit of this donating should be understood, which is that everything belongs to Krishna. A Vaishnava recognizes that Krishna is the Bhuktaram, he's the owner of everything. So whatever I have, Krishna has given to me so much, with the condition that I then give half of what he gives me to the Krishna consciousness movement, because that will then allow me to be, that surrender will allow me to be credited for devotional service. And therefore, I'm not giving 50% of what's mine to ISKCON, but rather I'm giving that part which belongs to Krishna to ISKCON that he's given me. Then come up to, 40% of one's taxable earnings, if one's taxed 40%, then at such a high tax level, it may be that one can live off of 10% of the gross income. Even if one can't, even if one can only live off of 20% or 30%, as long as that mentality is there and that mood, that I'm doing my best and not living with excess and giving back to the Lord that which belongs to him anyway, then that will be acceptable. However, certainly we will find that whether we're giving 50% of net or gross, Krishna will always test us. He will always make it difficult for us to give that amount, to see whether we give it in good times or bad times, how much we're actually willing to sacrifice. When it's comfortable to give, then it's a different story and a different level of surrender than when it's difficult to give. Of course, the same is there for full-time devotees who are given their whole life to Krishna. That will also test them. Is it that they will continue to be fully dependent on the Lord and give their whole lives when circumstances are difficult, when circumstances are very austere? Or do they only give their life when they live in comfort and things are going well? His second question is, what about devotees who are doing full-time service? He gives himself an example that he teaches at Sridhar Mayapur and he lives off savings. Well, that's more than ideal. Now, someone who gives their life, who does full-time service, is already giving more than 50%. Someone who gives their entire life to the Krishna consciousness movement. And if on top of that, one maintains themselves, rather than having the society maintain, which obviates the natural obligation or the duty of the institution, that if one is giving oneself fully for service, then one should be maintained. If on top of that, then it's not that he's giving 50% or 100%, it's only he's giving 150%. So very much appreciated. And his third question is, in the case of devotees' full-time service, can the 50% be considered as that time that one is using in the service of the mission? Yes, 50% doesn't necessarily have to be in terms of cash. Someone, instead of working 6 days a week and giving 3 days income for spreading Krishna consciousness, if someone is working 3 days a week and giving 3 days service, full-time service, then that's also 50%. And if someone is giving full-time service, as I mentioned before, 6 days a week service, well, he's a fully dedicated soul. So once again, back to the beginning, that everything belongs to Krishna. And we take what we need, according to Srila Prabhupada's repeated instruction. The figure we should try to make ends meet with is 50% of our income, or 50% of our profits of our business. If that is a large amount, then there's no restriction as to giving 50%, 60%, 70%. But at least there should be a fixed percent. And this is a somewhat different topic, but very much related. and that is that of tithing, that at least devotees should feel themselves obliged, that should be giving at least a fixed percent. My feeling would be 10%. I should be giving at least a fixed percent for Krishna consciousness movement. Otherwise, where is the surrender? And once again, the percentage can be in time given in service, or it can be in finances, depending on what the greatest need is and what someone's ability is. For someone to really be a member of the Krishna consciousness movement, then being a member of Krishna's family comes along with surrendering, and that surrender has to translate into something. Hare Krishna.